You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Stewie Zhu, the founder and CEO at Distributed Credit Chain. That is the world's first banking ecosystem built on a public blockchain. DCC's mission is to develop global financial inclusivity by empowering individuals to own and use their credit with blockchain technology. Mr. Zhu, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Hello, everyone. It's my greatest honor to be here. Yeah, to talk to you, to share some of my knowledge about blockchain, as well as my project, Distributed Credit Chain.
And with honor and pleasure to have you with us as well. Much appreciated. So to kick things off today, tell the audience about yourself, what it is that you do, and who you represent.
Okay. I was a serial entrepreneur in fintech industry, and I was in an area called consumer finance. So before I created this blockchain company, I was the founder of a software as a service company, which focusing on providing the internet infrastructure for all these micro lending platforms in China. So I sold that company. It was like sort of like successful. I sold the company for $150 million at the end of the 2017, and now this is my second project. So I was a PhD student in finance at London School of Economics. My research area is game theory as well as microeconomics. And I also had my degree at Oxford and Yale University. But I read a lot of stories about entrepreneurs like Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett as well, something like Jack Ma, and the founder of Alibaba. Actually, I was born in the same city with him. So I choose to quit my PhD study at the third year, and I came back to my country, China, to be an entrepreneur. And when I was studying in America, it was 2008, the renowned financial credit crisis. So it makes me sort of unemployed. And when I graduated from Yale, so I can't find a job, and I choose to be a PhD student, study finance. And now, I never forgot the financial credit crisis. So I think the blockchain actually provide a sort of ultimate solution for a new model of decentralized banking and financial services. And this is why I found the DCC. Yes.
And I'd say that's quite a background, quite impressive, and thanks for sharing the details with us as much as you could as time allowed. Now, tell us, what is DCC, Distributed Credit Chain? Get into some of those details.
Okay, so Distributed Credit Chain is the world's first banking ecosystem built on a public blockchain. So when we say the distributed banking, it's not two words, it's actually one word. So we try to use the blockchain technology to provide a new paradigm of financial services. It's an output of a fintech, a brand new fintech. And our mission is to develop the global financial inclusivity by empowering individuals to own and use their credit data with the blockchain technology. That is different with the, traditional, or we say something like the centralized credit ecosystem. Because in this time, by applying the product, we say DCCID, which is a protocol that is a decentralized protocol for everyone to transfer their own financial credit data. By applying that DCCID system, every individual would be able to own and circulating their own credit data on their own wish. So by building a new distributed banking system on that distributed financial credit data transferring protocol, we would be able to provide a new platform that would be able to connect different financial services, as well as we can, in this case, we can provide a true P2P platform that will enable financial transactions between the lenders and the borrowers, business and individuals, so across all the regions and industries. Yeah.
Mr. Zhu, do you agree that the current financial industry has a defect in itself?
Yes, yes. we have a lot of problems in the current financial industry. Yeah, like you said, it makes me unemployed when I graduated from, you know, Yale University at 2008. So, you can see a lot of like typical problems. For example, high transaction cost, high interest rate in some part of the world, like in China, or in some part of East Asia, especially in the what we call the shadow banking market, and other problems like data leaking. We all know the so many bad examples about financial credit data leaking, like Equifax, J.P. Morgan, as well as we had Facebook this year. So there were a lot of like problems, like this. Just imagine, a lot of people might know when you swiping a credit card, it actually the credit card company charge you a lot. But I'm pretty much sure not a lot of people they know how much an online financing system they charge. So for example, if you ever choose to apply a micro loan purely from internet, actually it charges 10 times transaction fees compared to a traditional like a credit card service. So that's why in some countries, like in Asia, you would be able to see an interest rate from a micro online lending platform, it will charge as high as maybe 200% annually or even 300% annually. That is a pretty big number. And there were a lot of like companies within the traditional credit ecosystem. They claim that they use the big data or some like AI-based risk control techniques to provide the new models for, you know, a better or more efficient risk control system. But like in previously 4 years in Asia, actually, I would say not a lot of these companies or this new big data-driven risk control system, they work, because we still see a lot of like companies or platforms that provide the interest rate as high as 200% or 300%. So it makes me thinking about, you know, why in a market, what I mean here is the micro online lending market, which grows from 0 to 19 trillion Chinese yuan in 4 years, it still provides a charge and interest rate over like 200% annually. This is not normal. So we have been seeing a lot of policies from the government to try to adjust the interest rate, to do better regulation. But why most of these policies they fail? So when you look at it, this problem, you found it's a very basic, you know, fundamental mechanism behind it. This is full of like a conflict of interest, moral hazard problems. So the mechanism makes the thing happens, the bad thing happens. So before the blockchains we don't have a technical solution, but now we come to the, you know, the blockchain technology. So I think we would be able to provide an ultimate solution, which is a decentralized credit ecosystem. And this opportunity is brought by technology. So it is technology driven. So in this case, like I think it's the final chance when we're looking for the alternatives, and now we finally found one. Yeah, that is my comment about the current centralized financial industry.
And of course, we certainly appreciate your input and insight there for your expertise today. We're joined by Mr. Stewie Zhu, the founder and CEO at Distributed Credit Chain. That is the world's first banking ecosystem built on a public blockchain, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Zhu, how would you define the notion of blockchain and sort of that basic technology, which seems like it will become a bigger part of financial system going forward?
I see a lot of like discussions about the blockchain, and so I think this technology is something that provide a mechanism for people trusting each other, and this mechanism is based in mathematics. So in this case, I would say it's the first time we would be able to have something say like we trust in math. So that's why it would make it a bigger opportunity for a better financial system. So going forward, yeah. And we would say like I don't know if the people can understand that, but the world is going to be more and more random. The entropy, like we have the conception in particle in advanced physics, the entropy of this world is going to be higher and higher. So if we want a more, you know, ordered financial system, we definitely have to sacrifice some resources. So that's why we see there are a lot of like a blockchain projects. They are based on the what we call the POW, which is the proof of work. Some people would argue that the proof of work they cost a lot of energy, but I think in a physical world, it is a cost for providing more order in a better, you know, regulated financial system. Yeah.
Lastly, and as we conclude, tell us, what is the development status of DCC?
Okay, so we have launched this our chain for over 179 days. And in late March, we launched our first lending apps. And the first lending app is based on the DCC financial credit data protocol, as I mentioned earlier. And last month, in May, we launched our second DApp. The DApp is called Bit Express. So people can just download it or look at it at www.bitexpress.co. And in this DApp, you would be able to choose to like upload your telephone number or some of your financial account information if you want. In this case, you will be able to build up a DCC ID on BitExpress, and you will be rewarded with the DCC tokens. So it's like the more lending activities you had, and the more frequency your financial credit data is being used, you will be accredited with more DCC token. And our open platform will be open at this month. So we are looking for more and more strategic partners like those micro lending platforms, as well as some like big data companies, data collaborators, to join our platform using our DCC ID to develop their own DApps. And at the same time, we're working closely with the schools like Wharton, Square Business, as well as Columbia. And actually, we work very close with Oxford University on how do we transfer the protocols to, or how do we to make our chain being more efficient as well as faster, and adapt the chain to credit, especially online credit business exclusively. And we also have a lot of like strategic partnerships with the traditional financial service providers, like those licensed companies in Asia, for example, like banks, as well as the trust companies. So globalization is our focus in the next 6 months. We already opened our branch in Korea, as well as Vietnam. In that two countries, plus Indonesia, they have a lot of micro online lending users, as well as the token users, because blockchain is a very hot topic in that three countries. So globalization, working more tightly with our strategic partners, opening our platforms will be the next three biggest things. And the last thing we want to mention is we finished all the funder raising in last 6 months, and we're doing pretty good. We raised over $40 million US dollars, and we have over 40 institutional investors, including the angel investor of the three biggest crypto exchanges in the world. And they paying attention to us, they like us, and they invested us. These investors, including the angel investors of Binance, as well as OK Exchange. Some of the crypto lovers, they might heard about the name. So yeah, that is our current development status. Yes.
Well, Mr. Zhu, certainly have appreciated your visit with us here today on the program, and certainly wish you and your company all the best with all that you have planned and the vision that you have. Much appreciated. Again, your time has been greatly appreciated. Where can listeners get further details on Distributed Credit Chain, and how can they also be in contact as well?
We have our own Explore, and you can download our DApps from the App Store, and you can find all the information for us from the dcc.finance. Yeah.
Again, we certainly have appreciated your time, continued success, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Stewie Zhu, the founder and CEO at Distributed Credit Chain. That is the world's first banking ecosystem built on a public blockchain. And for further details, simply visit dcc.finance. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.